Open Windows, March the 26th. A Channel of Life. I am the true vine. John 15, verse 1. The true vine is that which fulfills the one and only purpose of its existence. So Jesus brings this illustration over to himself and his church, and it is perfectly clear what is the nature of the Lord Jesus. He is reaching out to all men, embracing the whole world. He asks all the nations into his heart. All men are his concern, not any one nation. He says to his disciples, "Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations." Matthew 28:19. It is the very nature of Jesus to do that. It is quite foreign to him to be exclusive, small, and narrow and self-occupied. But it is all very well to think of this objectively. It has to come down to every one of us. What is the proof that Christ is in you and in me? How can it be known that Christ is in us? Only in one way, that others are receiving life through us, that we minister the life of Christ to others, that when hungry and needy people come into touch with us, they feel the touch of life. They may express it in different ways, but it amounts to this: that man, that woman, has something that I have not got, and it is something that I need. There is something about them that I feel, and it is what I really need. That should be true of every Christian, because Christ is in us, expanding himself through us and ministering his life through us. Oh, do pray, dear friends, every day as you get up, "Lord, make me a channel of life to someone today. Lord, minister your own life through me to someone today. May I bring life wherever I am." The Lord has no other purpose for you and for me. Oh, we may try to do a lot of things, but if we belong to the vine, we are no good for anything but to bear fruit, and that is to bring life to others.